USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Florence has pretty much stalled over the Carolinas. Meteorologist John Quadriero says some places could be swamped by up to 40 inches.
For us, by no means is the risk for flash flooding over. The potential for heavy rains will continue through tomorrow and into the first part of the upcoming week.
The rain is expected to continue for days, which means more risk of flooding. Officials say they don't want anyone out in the streets when they can't see well because of the flooding and because of downed power lines. Also, with no power, there's no streetlights. At least a dozen people have been killed. President Trump has approved making federal funding available in some counties. He plans a visit to the region next week. And Governor Roy Cooper says a little more than 20,000 people are staying at 150 shelters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with MyPillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has taken blunt aim at his predecessor John Kerry for what Pompeo calls actively undermining U.S. policy on Iran.
What Secretary Kerry has done is unseemly and unprecedented.
President Trump is accusing Kerry of holding illegal meetings with the hostile Iranian regime, which the president says can only serve to undercut our great work to the detriment of American people. Australian authorities are warning its citizens against eating certain brands of strawberries after some have been found to contain hidden sewing needles inside. The needle scare started with the Berry Obsession, Berrylicious, and Donnybrook brands, but it has expanded to include three more, Love Berry, Delightful Strawberries, and Oasis brand. Officials are saying that all strawberries, regardless of the brand, should be cut before they're eaten. It's unclear exactly how many strawberries have been compromised. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A Dallas mother speaks out against the officer who killed her son, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The mother of both of them, Shem Jean, demanded Friday that Officer Amber Geiger, whom she called the devil, be fired from the Dallas Police Department for fatally shooting her son in his apartment. And she blasted police for revealing they found 10 grams of marijuana in his apartment.
So her son smeared in such a way, I think shows that they are persons who are really nasty, who are really dirty, and are going to cover up for the devil, Amber Geiger.
Family attorney Lee Merritt says Geiger should not be a Dallas police officer.
Understand whether the charge is manslaughter as it currently stands, or if it eventually goes to where it ought to be, which is murder, the city of Dallas needs to send out a message that there's no place for a woman like that on the police force.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The CDC says seven states are now reporting obesity rates at or above 35%. John Clemens has more.
In a similar report 5 years ago in 2012, all states had obesity rates lower than 35%. But now seven states, Alabama, Arkansas, Iowa, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and West Virginia, made the list. In the current survey, obesity prevalence ranged from a low of 22.6% for Colorado to a high of 38.1% in West Virginia. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.